Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Jill Scott. A lovely journey.
You are now listening to Just Before Dawn, Jill Scott, from The Vault, Volume 1.
Just one look at you.
you fell in love with Jill Scott in the first place. Have a lovely day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ingram. Oh, that was Jill Scott tuning in the Love Journey. A lovely day. Yes, it's going to be a lovely day today. And that's why we're intentional, because how we start our day is how we live our day. So we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one purpose. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So right now, I just want you to turn within. Begin by becoming very intentional with the breath, because sometimes we forget to breathe. Family, there's power in the breath. And so right now, I just want you to become intentional. Be still and recognize the power of the breath by breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath, remembering to breathe into the diaphragm, deep into the diaphragm, and remembering to breathe into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. And so, as we move into the theater of our mind and become very still, I want you to be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe, family, just breathe and release. Let's breathe again, family. As we become very conscious of the one, let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And let's breathe again. And release, family. And last time, feel and know that I am God. Breathe. Release. And together we recite the Reverend Night Prayer Treatment together, remembering there's power in collective energy, family. And when we speak these words together, we're speaking them into our lives, into the universe, and together, family, we collectively move into that space of abundance. Let's do it, family.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me, right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life.
I deserve it all.
I deserve it all.
God wants me to have all of the goodness of life.
God wants me to have all the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me
all of the riches of life.
All the riches.
Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money.
Success, prosperity,
I totally open my mind to the flow.
I totally open my mind to the flow.
With no reservations.
With no reservations.
I opened my mind to money.
I opened my mind to money.
The being, doing, having power of the mind.
The being, doing, having power.
The being, doing, having power of God in me.
The being, doing, having power of the God in me.
This is real money.
This is real money.
This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need and want.
That I need, that I want.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a happy
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person. Person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I need for every good cause.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Certificates of deposit.
A big investment portfolio.
A big investment portfolio.
I see myself having money making money.
I see myself having money making
money. Money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money.
Money making money. Money making
money. It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying.
Thank you, God, in me.
Thank you, God.
For money and all of the goodness of life.
And all the goodness of life.
Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen, 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 family. Amen. You tuned in to The Love Journey. That was Reverend Ike. This is your love experience with Janina Ingram, and we're going to turn it right over to Mesa, and then we're going to open right up to Jim Rohn, and then we're going to go right into Khadija Ali. What a great lineup, right, family?
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I wanna be free. Spiritually, I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and the that there's so much out there for all of us, so we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with Jim Rohn this morning. Yes, I told you we're going to do Jim Rohn this morning. And I wanted you to hear this because this is about thinking rich, getting rich, but really being intentional about being rich. And so the one thing that I want to remind us that it's not always about being that millionaire or billionaire, but finding that number that works for us. Financial freedom is so accessible. And sometimes we always looking to chew the elephant instead of taking one bite at a time. And so today I want you to be very cognizant of how you want to move in that space. It's not every direction is not for everybody, but some direction is for you. With whatever direction you choose that is for you, I want you to choose it. But we first got to know what our numbers. We got to know where we are. We need to know where we are. Did you do your financial statements yesterday? Did you get the opportunity to see your assets and your liabilities and know where you are so you can create a plan to become financially free? This is Jim Rohn, family. Good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey. Yes, and today is day 12. Of our Money Love Challenge. How are you doing? I hope you got some great feedback for us today. We're going to open up the line so we can have that great conversation too. All right, let's listen to Jim Rohn.
Now here are the laws of wealth from three excellent sources. First is the Bible. Second is John Kennedy. Third is Zig Ziglar. That's good company. I'm happy Zig's here today. You're going to enjoy. The wealth formula. Okay? First, I've already quoted from the Bible. He that wishes to be the greatest, find a way to serve the many. So that's the first key to the wealth formula. Service to many. Finding a way. Now, some may have a wish to serve many, but you need a way. So you keep searching till you find a way, because if you search, you will find a way to serve more and more so that your life will be greater and greater. The second, John Kennedy's inaugural speech. Here's what he said. Don't ask. Don't we wish that was the current political philosophy? Where is John Kennedy? John Kennedy said, don't ask what the country can do for you. No matter how poor you are, don't ask. That's not how you get trophies to put on the mantle above the fireplace. That's not how you become wealthy and rich. That's not how you have abundance. Don't ask what the people can do for you. But, he said, ask, what could I do for my country? What could I do for my neighbor? What could I do for the people in my community? How could I serve more than myself? Ask what you could do for your country. And some people have found out a way to serve the whole country. Some find a way to serve a limited piece of the country. Some find a way to serve a few right around their neighborhood. Some find a way to serve working on a job, rendering a service. But that's the key. Don't ask what they can do for you. Ask, what could I do for them? Why? Asking what could I do and beginning the process starts wealth moving in your direction. Key phrase, whatever you move toward tends to move towards you. If you move toward intelligence, it seems now to move towards you. God says, you move toward me and I will move toward you. You take human steps, I take God's steps, I get there very quickly. Whatever you move toward, if you move toward success, success seems to start coming your way. So figure out what you could do to make the move, to begin the early qualifications and then sustain the qualifications, and success is yours and health is yours and all valuable things are yours. Now the third, of course, is Zig Ziglar, and I'm going to borrow. Hopefully he wasn't going to use it today, so I get to borrow it. Zig's got the best formula put in layman's terms I've ever heard. If you help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want. Help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want. When I first heard that, I underlined the word everything. And guess what I did? I went for it. If you help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want. Here's another way to put it. If you help enough people get what they need, you can have everything you need. So you don't supply your need by concentrating on your need. You supply your need by concentrating on the answer, by the deserving, helping enough people. This weekend is another part of my life. Sharing, helping, translating my experiences by the best language I can choose, as awkward as it sometimes seems. Words are clumsy sometimes when you try to express what's going on in your head, let alone your heart. But I'm going to struggle best I can these days with the English language, trying to make it valuable to all of you. Okay. Now, start a little subject called personal development. As you know my story, I met someone when I was 25 years old. His name was Earl Schoaf, who dropped into my life at an extraordinary time. So key phrase, timing has a lot to do with it, and who knows, part of the mystery of time, the timing. Part of the timing, I just had that experience that I've shared in other seminars when the Girl Scout knocked on my door, and I walked to the door, and she gives me the big pitch on the Girl Scout cookies, best organization in the world for girls. Got several flavors, time to buy the cookies, only $2. And with a big smile, she very politely asked me to buy. No problem, I wanted to buy. Big problem, I didn't have $2 in my pocket. And I didn't want to tell her that. So I did what I thought was next best. I lied to her. And I said, hey, look, I've already bought plenty of Girl Scout cookies. We've still got plenty in the house we haven't eaten yet. She said, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. And she leaves. When she leaves, I say to myself, I don't want to live like this anymore. I mean, how low can you get lying to a Girl Scout? I mean, that's low down. I told myself that day, this will never happen to me again. One of those experiences. It's called like life-changing. I said, I'm going to search till I find better opportunities so my pocket won't be empty and the bank account won't be empty and I won't be so far behind on my promises to my family. And it was shortly after that I meet Earl Schoaf, who taught me how to be wealthy, who taught me how to change my life. So who knows what the connection is, right? Someone says when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You know, I don't know all the mystery of that. But anyway, it seems like some of those things uniquely happen. But it was Mr. Schoaf over a five-year period before he died at age 49 who taught me some extraordinarily simple things. He only went to the ninth grade in school, never finished high school, never went to college, never went to university. So he put his ideas and his experiences in very simple language, which I think for me, you know, a kid from the farms of Idaho, that simplicity was so important. Because if it would have been technical, I'd have missed it. If it would have been mystic, I would have, backed away. But it was just basic, blunt, ABC, familiar stuff that I hadn't thought of before. And he did start to remind me, and those ideas changed my life. Mr. Schoaf was the one when I said, this is all they pay. He said, you've been working 6 years, Mr. Owen, how come you're not doing better? And I said, this is all the company pays. He says, well, that's not true. I said, no, this is my paycheck. This is all the company pays. He said, no, this is all the company pays you. I thought, that's a new way to look at it, right? He said, doesn't the company pay 2, 3, 4, 5 times this amount to other people? I said, well, yes. He said, well, then this is not all the company pays. It's all they pay you. And if you qualified, wouldn't your income grow 2, 3, 4, 5 times? I said, I suppose. So he said, we don't have to work on the company. We have to work on you. See, that was the beginning of what he called the phrase personal development. I told him things cost too much. He said, no, you can't afford them. I thought, well, that's a new concept. I hadn't thought about that. You know, we put some of the valuable things on the high shelf, so you can't get to them until you qualify. If you want the things on the higher shelf, you've got to stand on the books you read. Every book you read, you get to stand a little higher so you can get the things on the higher shelf. See, I learned those concepts. It was so incredible. And here was the most important one. Success is something you attract by the person you become. See, that phrase changed my life. Success is something you attract by the person you become. Success is not something you pursue. It's like chasing a butterfly. You can't quite catch it. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. See, those were new concepts to me. I'm just working hard trying to make a living. Here's what he said to me. This changed my life. I got a chance to teach this in Moscow and across Russia. Three visits, now the fourth. Here's what Choke taught me. Profits are better than wages. Nobody taught me that in high school. Nobody taught me that. I went to 1 year of college. Nobody taught me. Profits are better than wages. Wages make you a living. Profits make you a fortune. And how could you work on both a living and a fortune? He said, well, you could start part-time working on your fortune while you're working full-time on your living. I thought, wow. Now he said it's fun to get up in the morning. Not just getting up, go to work to pay the rent, but to get up to go to work to make a fortune. First, to make a living for my family. Second, to make a fortune. And he taught me how to make both a living and a fortune. Guess what I did? I learned how to make both a living and a fortune. And I found out anybody could do it once they get the information. And at age 25, I started receiving this extraordinary information. Here's what he said. Your income is directly related to your philosophy, not to the economy. I thought, no one ever told me that. I kept hoping the economy would change. He said, no, your philosophy has to change. I assured him that I had my fingers crossed. He said, that won't help. Then what could I do to change my income and multiply it by 2, by 3, by 5, by 10, and then multiply it by 10 again? What could I do? And he started giving me the disciplines and the process of learning the skills to change my life. This was an extraordinary man. Those were extraordinary times for me. Life-changing in every manner that you can imagine. But very simple ABC concept. Here's what I learned. Not to search for the exotic until you've discovered the basic. And those basic philosophies that he shared with me during that time were life-changing. And he called it personal development. Now, in the understanding of personal development, let's go through it quickly. Some notes before we take our first break. If you're okay, say, I'm okay.
Okay.
How many of you have one page of notes already? You jot these ideas down. First, for personal development, we must understand the law of the seasons and the lesson of the seasons, which prompted that first book. The first book of mine, Seasons of Life. Here's the phrase, life and business is like the changing seasons. Frank Sinatra used to sing, life is like the seasons. Next phrase, you cannot change the seasons, but you can change yourself. The seasons are set. As soon as we arrive on this spinning planet headed somewhere, that's the question to ask. What is the setup? First, so I can survive. Second, so I can succeed. So one of the first things to do is to learn the rhythm of the seasons. The rhythm of night and day. Day follows night. Night follows day. Opportunity follows difficulty. Difficulty follows opportunity. Recession follows expansion. Regularly. Expansion follows recession. sadness follows joy. Joy follows sadness. It's called the rhythm of life. So in the seasons now, make these notes. First, learn to handle the winters. Hopefully each winter we get stronger by the process of the experience of the past winters, learning the lessons of the past to apply to the present. In the winter you have to hang on. In the winter you have to endure. It's part of the rhythm of life. And there's all kinds of winters. Physical winters and personal winters and political winters. Communism cast a long shadow on one third of the world in that long winter of despotism. About 75, 80 years it lasted. Political winters, social winters, spiritual winters, personal winters, when things don't work well. Barbara Streisand sings, it used to be so natural to talk about forever, but used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away. You don't sing me love songs. You don't say you need me. And you don't bring me flowers anymore. A song of winter. But we're all acquainted with those experiences. But here's the key. You must just hang on in the winter. Make the note. It doesn't last forever. Some winters seem longer than others. Some winters seem tougher than others. Some winters are more critical and crucial than others. But here's the note. They will pass. The night can only be a few hours. As far as we know, there's never been a double night. And the whole key to this is, surely you can make it just a few hours. Hang on. Whether it's playing a game or whether it's an enterprise, the winters do come. Mickey Mantle, my hero back in those days of the Yankees. Wow. He used to get in the batting slump. It was tragic to watch. This is the home run king. This is the fastest man in baseball. This is one of the most accomplished players ever to play the game. But he used to have these terrible slumps when it seemed like he couldn't get a hit or he couldn't get very many and he couldn't hit home runs. And someone asked him one time, what do you start changing? He said, I don't change anything. I said, what do you do? He said, I wait till it's over. Right? You just keep swinging and you just keep hanging in there until finally it passes. Maybe you need a little touch of refinement. But for the most part, here's what you have to do. Endure. Because the winter finally passes and the night finally fades away. And the daylight comes and the shadows flee away. So the winters we just have to handle. Here's what's next, the spring. Spring always comes. Opportunity follows difficulty. Day follows night. Here's what spring is called, opportunity. Spring is not a guarantee. It's guaranteed to come. But it's not spring that guarantees the harvest. Here's what you must do. Use the spring to your best advantage. And you've got to hurry because spring is usually not very long. The short season of spring reminds us of urgency. If you want a full harvest, come harvest time, you've got to take advantage, but you must do it quickly. Spring is the opportunity to meet someone. Sometimes you have to do it quickly. Here's a person, you say, be nice to meet that person, but before you get a chance to say hello, they're gone. In space language, we call it window of opportunity. If the rocket doesn't launch and if the spacecraft doesn't go in an appointed time, it's got to wait for another cycle of times. If you don't get it planted this spring, you've got to wait for another cycle of seasons before you have another chance. So, the urgency of spring. Life is brief. So take advantage of every spring you can get for your lifetime. The Beatles wrote, life is very short. And for John Lennon, it was extra short. For Michael Landon, it was extra short. For my dear business colleague, Mark Hughes, it was extra short. He died at age 44. So, it's brief. Bill Bailey reminded me, it's easy to say I've got 20 more years, but here, that sometimes fakes you out, saying I've got 20 more years, meaning it looks like you got a lot of time. But here's what he said. If you go fishing once a year, you've only got 20 more times to go fishing. Not 20 years to go fishing, 20 times. So you've got to make each time count when the opportunity comes. Each time. So take into account the brevity of life. My father lived to be 93, but it seemed so short. I kept asking for another 10 years, another 10 years, and finally, you know, it ran out. But 93 is not bad, but it still seems short. So it is short. So pick up the urgency of spring now. Knock on every door to find the opportunity. Search and search till you find answers for your future. And do it quickly, because spring is short. What if you asked a farmer to go bowling in the spring? He would say, insanity. You can go bowling in the winter, but you can't go bowling in the spring. Good note to make. What to do in springtime.
Right. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ian Ephraim. We're going to go ahead and invite Khadija Ali in. We've been talking. This is our 12th day of our Money Love Challenge. We've been listening to Jim Rohn this morning talking about thinking rich. And so I just want to make sure that we got some good things going on. I took some good notes. That's what took me so long. I was writing things in my journal. He said profit is better than better than wages. He said success is something you attract by the person you become. Let's break that down. Success is something you attract by the person you become. I was like, wow. Success is something you attract by the person you become. Your income is directly related to your philosophy or your mindset and not the economy. Your money is directly related to your mindset or your philosophy, the way you think, and not the economy. I took some good nuggets out of there because I really want us to think about. And I want you to think about, when you get up and go to work now, but you're not working just to take care of your family anymore, but you're working on your wealth. Why not take a portion of that money and start creating wealth? That's what he said. So I just thought those were some good nuggets. If you had, when we're going to open up the lines today, Khadija wanted to talk about having more than enough. And if you have something that you thought was a good nugget in there, or you want to talk about something that you thought was really powerful in there, I want you to open up and bring it out. Sometimes we all can hear something and we can also miss something by writing or thinking or being in the daze or something. But those are some things that really hit home for me. Success is something you attract by the person you become. More importantly, your income is directly related to your mindset, your philosophy, the way you think, and not the economy. And even though that wasn't the one I wanted to play, it's the one I hit. I was like, wow, I picked the wrong one. But that was still some good stuff in there. Let's talk about it. Khadija Ali, we're on the 12th day of our Money Love Challenge. Yesterday was about recognizing that we have enough. Good morning, Khadija.
Good morning, Lady Love. Ooh, Jim Rohn was on fire this morning. I love him. Thank you so much again. He turns you inside out. Because everything that we have been taught to know and learn about this life that we live is I don't want to say wrong, but it's when you're thinking about wealth, you can't think in the mindset that you've been born into, I guess you could say. So go ahead.
By Albert Einstein, you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's it in a nutshell. Yeah, so I just enjoyed him this morning. Thank you so much, family. Today is day 12. Yesterday was a day 11 where you had to write three ways in which you know you have enough. So I hope you share that on the Facebook page. We open up the lines. Please share that today. But also, you know, let's share today how we have been doing, what's been coming up for you as we've been doing this challenge. We're on day 12. We're more than halfway through. So I want to hear from you today, family, and share your journey, share your thoughts. And today is day 12, which is know where you keep it. So today you're going to list your balances from your bank account, bonds, if you have gold, if you have silver, if you have any kind of appreciating asset, list them. Also list your liabilities. So Lady Love has been talking to us constantly, constantly about knowing where your money is, looking at what you owe, knowing exactly where you're at, and knowing your numbers. So today, family, day 12 is know where you keep it, know what your numbers are. So, Lady Love, I'm complete. Back to you.
All right. Well, I thought you was going to tell us about what having enough was. I thought we was going to discuss that.
We can. You want to open up the lines? Do you want to just talk about it?
Yeah, that's what you said on the Love Journey. You said, let's talk about it today. And I really want to talk about
it.
Yes. And let's be about it. The reason why I thought that was really interesting, because first off, when she told us about having enough yesterday, I thought, well, she's going back over the same thing. We just did that on Friday. I am enough. But I recognizing that I am enough and having enough was too distinct, really sparked some things yesterday. So I started thinking about, where did I already have enough? And so then I started to think about my beautiful home. When people walk in my home, the first thing they say is, wow, this is like art, you know, the way everything is situated and everything. And I'm like, wow, I didn't ever think of it that way. So yesterday I was thinking, I'm grateful because I have enough, because I feel beautiful and amazing in my home. My home is a beautiful work of art. So then I thought about the foods I eat and how I get to enjoy the beautiful, amazing foods, you know, not just any food, but great foods, lobsters and beautiful pastas and just all kind of amazing opportunities to eat amazing food. And I was like, wow. Then I thought about fabrics, you know, when you get to clothe yourself and you feel like $1 million when you get ready to walk out the door and you know, how the fabric just lay on your body, and when you're on the dance floor and how it just moves and sways, or when you're out in the wind and it just sways and moves with you and it flows. I said, oh, those are my ways that I really feel and know that I have more than enough. Beautiful fabric, clothes, beautiful, amazing foods. And especially what I love about food is that you get to share and break bread with beautiful, amazing people and have great conversation, great music behind you. And just, I don't know, I just had the ambiance with the food. And then I just thought about the beautiful artwork, my furniture, and how everything is just so beautifully laid out in my home. And it just reminds me I have more than enough. And so I was so grateful for the exercise because it stretched me. Because I'm like, where do I have enough? What does that really mean, have enough? You know, because you're always thinking about the more that you want, but you're never thinking about the what you have right now that you have that really represents more than enough right in this right now moment. So I want to thank you for that exercise.
Beautiful. Yeah, you know, it got me thinking, too. Of course, I wrote down some things. I wrote down my apartment and, you know, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and I have a fireplace and 2 balconies, and I have all these amenities that I have access to, a gym, an indoor-outdoor pool, and thinking about that. But it also brought me back to, I think it was day 3, well, day four, which says, why do you want the money?
Right? Mm, and what is your why?
What is your why? And for me, it was, I just want to be more of what I already am, you know? So I like to travel. So I want to travel more, you know? I like, I take care of my daughter. I want to be able to take care of her more. You know, I have children who are doing amazing things in the world. I want to do more for them. So for me, it also tied into that, you know, my life is good. I do have wonderful things going on in my life. I do have this spacious apartment with all these amenities, dishwasher and washer and dryer and, you know, all these things that I didn't always have. A dishwasher and washer and dryer and a pool that I could go swim in all year long and a gym that I can go work in. I don't have to for a gym membership if I don't want to. So it does tie you into the blessings of the things that you already do have. And I do want to open up the line if any family wants to chime in. Let's share. Let's talk about, number one, what you already have enough of. And then number two, what your journey's been like over this past 12 days, 11 days here. It's a money love challenge.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're on day 12 of the money love challenge, too. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, press 1. And if you are on teleconference line, star 6. Zakiya, if you want to come in, I'll open your line up. I know you want to sell us something. Good morning, Zakiya, Lana. She's like, I didn't even press no one.
I sure didn't. Blessings, please. Peace and love to you. Oh, my gosh. So, Jimmy, thank you for the recording this morning. I definitely will go back and listen and take some more notes because the notes you took were phenomenal. His talk was as well. So the thing that I came up with for that I have enough and really more than enough of, one of the first things that came to me was sisterhood. I have the most amazing women that I'm connected with, just beautiful, loving, caring, supportive women and friendships. And, you know, that is just so important to me. And I have an abundance of sisters in my life that reach out, that say, hey, how you doing? That offer support in any way they can. And I'm so grateful for that. I really am so grateful for that. Of course, I did. My enough was my home, my beautiful apartment that I get to walk into, and you know, it feels comfortable and it's peaceful, and I enjoy that. All the amenities of that, you know, when I go in the refrigerator, there's food there. Oh my gosh, plenty. Plenty of opportunities to grow, you know, here on the love journey. I was just introduced to another book, The Black Woman Millionaire. Just opportunities to expand my consciousness, opportunities to learn more things, you know, groups that I can become involved with, opportunities where people are, you know, saying, hey, here's another way for you to do something to take care of yourself, to support yourself, to stay healthy. So many beautiful things. My car, I got a car that I can get in and drive. Oh, my gosh. Just my life. Just absolutely my life. It's just more and more and more than enough joy and happiness. And I feel that. So, yeah, so that was just a couple of things off the top of my head because I don't have my notes with me, but that's just a couple of things off the top of my head, Janine and Khadija, that that I get to share. I get to, and love, love, Now, I don't know if you can, you can't put a price on love. You really cannot put a price on love, but you can experience the allness of it. So I have more than enough love in my life. And, you know, a lot of times, and I hear people, I have a sister friend who's going through a very tragic experience right now where her son was actually killed right here in Baltimore, shot, just turned 20 years old. And, you know, in my attempt to support her, she reached out in gratitude for me and just said, you know, I don't have family. I don't have support. So she said, for you as kind of a stranger to be in my life right now, because we kind of just met through a sisterhood, she was just very grateful. And when I think about, oh, my gosh, what would it be like not to have someone, you know, people around you to support you. So that's why I'm just so, so grateful for having the beautiful people in my life that I do. So thank you for allowing me to share. I'm going to pass the talking stick to someone else who may want to share their gratitude today. Peace and blessings.
Blessings. Thank you for sharing this morning. I knew you were going to say something amazing. I knew it.
Exactly. I didn't even think about, I didn't write it down, but I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, definitely relationships is definitely something that I have more than enough of. So thank you, Zee, for reminding us.
Yes. I love the love. Thank you for reminding us that there is more than enough love. More than enough love. Love. So many things. All right. Thank you, Zakiya. All right. Anybody else? You just press the one. Let us know what you're grateful for, what you have more than enough for. I just want to remind you that, you know, I see a lot of us come to the line, you know, and I'm not sure if we're all doing the work, but I'll tell you this, that, you know, talking to so many people, feeling so strangled by their lack mentality and fear of not having enough. You know, when we raise our self-worth, when we then we begin to raise our net worth. You know, it's all this abundance challenge is all about us shifting our mindset. The one thing that I will take away from today, if I don't take away nothing else, is that my money is directly related to my mindset, not the economy. I want you to really hone in on that. Our money is directly related to our mindset and not the economy. If we're thinking lack thoughts, the lack will be reflected in our bank account. When we begin to understand that energy is currency, when your energy has an essence of abundance, and that's what this love challenge is doing, is beginning to have our essence feel abundant. You will greatly increase your capacity to receive more abundance. As we walk this money love challenge, we will recognize, I hope you're recognizing that when we shift our energy, when our energy has an essence of abundance, we greatly increase our ability to receive abundance. I heard a yogi, Rajan, once said, you run after wealth and glory and glamour, but it will run after you, providing you are an open channel. See, a lot of us are still chasing because money is something we become. We don't have to chase success. Success is something we become. Money is something we become. Let's stop chasing and start attracting. And together as we, I'm praying that we're walking this money love challenge so that we can bust through the lack mentality together and rev up our creative capacity to exchange or receive financial abundance. That's what this money love challenge is all about. It's for us all to bust through together, for us to bust through it together and rev up our creative capacity to exchange or receive financial abundance by using our gifts and our talents. And each small shift will help us open up our miracle mindsets around our finances to raise our self-worth and our net worth. That's what this is about. So I just pray that you take these thought processes and become these processes, owning these processes. When we start to look at the abundance we already have, when we start to become more grateful, grateful is the highest form of prayer. When we become more grateful for what we already have, then we can become what it is that we desire. Good morning. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This has been an awesome exercise, these 12 days. but when I think about what I have enough of, that was on my vision board, that I am enough. And I am embracing the fact that I am enough to do everything that God has purposed me to do. I'll have to look outside because I have it all. I am enough. I have the talent. I have the wisdom. I am enough. And I have enough connections to get it done. And I have enough resources to get it done because I don't have to just go with inside of myself. I can reach out. So I've been really doing all this money, and I have a lot of resources that I've used to keep on top of what my credit score is, understanding what liabilities are, understanding what assets are. So if anyone's interested in different platforms to look at to build your credit or to get your credit scores, free credit scores, I have been doing all this stuff, and I see the difference because I'm conscious. I'm conscious of what my liabilities are, what my assets are, what direction I want to go. I put steps to that as to baby steps. Okay, if I do, if I take this chunk, then that puts me closer to this goal, and then next is this chunk, and it gets me closer to that goal. So I am enough, and that's what I came up with when you said, what's enough? I am enough. Amen.
Beautiful, Carla. Thank you. Yeah. And I wanted to share something to Janine. I found this article online a couple of days ago. And what I thought was really interesting about the article, and I'll just give you the title before I share it, but it's 13 Habits of Self-Made Millionaires from a man who spent 5 years studying rich people. And the article is dated March 17, 2016. So it's still a fairly new article. But what I found interesting about the 13 things that are here on the list, it's not hard. I want to say it's not hard things, or it's not things that you can't do. You know, like sometimes I think in my mind, I used to think, okay, they're doing something that I'm not doing that's really hard. And that's why they're millionaires and I'm not. But when you hear the things that are on this list, it's really easy things to do, but it's also easy things not to do, if that makes sense. So it says all self-made millionaires had to start somewhere. Much of their transformation from ordinary to seven-figure status can attribute to rich habits, a term coined by Thomas B. Corley, who spent 5 years researching the daily habits of 177 self-made millionaires. He says, from my research, I discovered that daily habits dictate how successful or unsuccessful you will be in life. He writes in his upcoming book, Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. He says, there is a cause and an effect associated with habits. Habits are the cause of wealth, poverty, happiness, sadness, good relationships, bad relationships, good health, or bad health. The good news is all habits can be changed, Corley notes. So here are a few rich habits of self-made millionaires that you can start developing today.
So number one is that they read consistently. It says the rich would rather be educated than entertained. 88% of the rich devote 30 minutes or more each day to self-education or self-improvement reading. Most did not read for entertainment. The rich read to acquire or maintain knowledge. Corley found that they tend to read three types of books: biographies of successful people, self-help or personal development, and his habit is that they exercise. 76% of the rich aerobically exercise 30 minutes or more every day. Aerobics includes anything cardio: running, jogging, walking, or biking. Cardio is not only good for the body, but it's good for the brain, he writes. It grows the neurons, which are brain cells, in the brain. And exercise also
can never tell this, it's just my phone. So Zakiya, can you hear me? All right. Well, I'm not sure, but I can't hear anything. All right, family.
Yeah. Yes, we can hear you. Khadija fell off.
He lost. Okay, Khadija fell off. Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure. I can't tell if it's my phone fell off or Khadija's phone fell off. Sometimes my phone just. Okay, well, I guess we lost her. But I want to thank you and Carla for coming in and telling us about what you are. You know, the two assignments. The Friday's assignment was I Am Enough, and yesterday's assignment is What Do We Have That Reminds Us of Abundance. And I just want to remind us as we move through this love challenge to really be mindful of what we already have and be grateful. And be grateful. Thank you, Zakiya, for reminding us that we have more than enough love and how important friendship and relationships are. So, family, as we move through today, I want to remind you again, check out the Love Journey page, like us, and go through the Love Journey and find out what you have not done, and let's do it together. Let's change this financial process that a lot of us are still finding ourselves in. Let's have financial freedom and money miracles happening in our lives, and we can do it. We can simply do it. So my biggest takeaway, success is something you attract by the person you become. So I'm going to take it a little bit better. Money is something you attract by the person you become. Ooh, I like that. I'm going to put that on my page today. Money is something you attract by the person you become. Who will you become today? Who will you become today? So when you think about who and where you are in this right now moment, how will we exchange that struggle, lack mentality, and rev up our creative capacity to exchange and receive financial abundance? Because financial abundance is not something we have to chase, it's something we have to become. And we are attracted by the person we become today. So who will you become today? That's what this is all about. Who will you become so that you can attract that abundance? So with that being said, I'm going to leave you with the line that you, let me just see if Khadija is back. Khadija, you back? I guess we lost him. So I'm going to leave you today reminding you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love. Love is a choice, and remind you that don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but live them. Live them. Live them. All right, this is Jill Scott. Life is golden. See you in the morning.
Great day, family. Talk to you later.